You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Whoa. We're back for another week. I can't believe we only do the show once a week. John, why are you not paying us to do the show every day? I would do it daily. I would do it as a morning show. My services are now for hire on the morning show
Morning show market.
I want to do it. I want to get up and I want to fucking and speak into a microphone every morning. That's what I want to do, John. So you let me know what your bid is. Ooh. And we will figure it out. Because the Real Ass Podcast, I said this a while ago, I wanted to make it a daily show. I'm re-inspired right now. And I want to get into this today. We're starting 20 minutes late, and I apologize to the fans. First, I want to introduce my co-hosts. As always, the international superstar, Zek and Miko.
Boom. Thanks for having me.
Now officially as fans.
Yes.
Made his official debut on the Legion of Skanks podcast. Fans out the ass. Everyone loved you.
One of them's a girl.
You said a total of 19 words.
And 18 of them made people laugh.
18 of them fucking, but you just there's sniped.
10 of them are probably fire. Really good words.
Just sat back, let you guys shit on Opie, and every once in a while.
We didn't shit on Opie at all. They shit on Opie a little bit. I didn't. Yeah. Or Anthony. Anthony was the only person who shit on Opie. Jay, passive aggressively. No, he didn't. He didn't, guys. This is an All Legion of Skanks episode, Skanktober, coming out this Monday, I think, for free. It is going to be free. It's going to be the free one this week. Obviously, in the other chair, the one that has a nice, big, huge imprint in it permanently now.
Thank you.
The champion of roast battle. Put the fucking nail in the coffin. Put the Valtrex on the herpy. Chris Scopo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is here. Defeated Joe List last night at roast battle.
Burnt the list.
Very close though. Very close to the end.
Look at the cockiness.
No, it's not cockiness.
No. I want to.
Me and Dave were talking at the end of this, and I was like, Dave was like, yeah, you know, Dave like wanted to win. I was like, yeah, I don't. Joe's such a nice guy. Like, I can't.
Here's
hate
the deal, right?
Joe.
No, you're first of all, you are fucking hilarious right now. I love you, but I love the confidence that this fucking asshole came
into
today.
I have no confidence. What are you talking about?
You look at him. Zach, is this not a new person?
He's a terrible actor.
Oh.
I have no confidence. What are you guys talking about?
I got no confidence.
Now let me ask you a question, because you're Joe List's roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Was it weird?
No, I saw Joe this morning. We talked.
You talked about it?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was just being his normal self. I'm sorry, but I don't mean anything by it. Forgive me, I'm gay.
What I don't understand.
You know how Joe is.
Cause this is the biggest thing that has ever happened in your career.
Yeah,
probably.
Second, not getting on the podcast is the biggest.
Okay, but it really, it's so funny. That's how, like, I'm not even shitting on you. Like, this is a big deal. Beating Joe List. Here's the thing: the roast battle show doesn't matter. Okay, this is what people got to understand about it. The show is designed. It's set up so everyone's fucking killing. You got to go up and just do your fucking thing. If you go up, if you have good jokes, and you just say your fucking jokes, and you will do a great job on that show, period, okay? Typically, the comic who's a little more seasoned is going to usually come out on top if you have comparable jokes. So you were able to fucking squeak it out. It was super close. For most people, it doesn't mean anything, okay? For most people, but just like I went after Kurt Metzger, and I was like, fuck it, dude. If I'm going to do this, let me go up against somebody who, if I beat him, it makes me look really fucking good. Or even if I lose, and I lose, you know, in a respectable way.
That in a also competitive
makes,
way.
Yeah. That also makes me look good. So you were in a similar situation.
Yeah, I had nothing to lose.
Because there's probably a similar gap.
This was Rocky 1. Yeah, because I mean, I won at the end. More Rocky 2.
Yeah, I guess this was Rocky.
Rocky 2, yeah. But the thing is, though, you are a headliner. Kurt's a headliner, you're a headliner. So this was a bigger gag because Joe is.
It's a little different because Joe, like, I'm not a headliner. Here's the reality.
You're very close.
I'm like, I am headlining. Headlining next Friday, Levity Live, guys.
I'll
please
be
come
there.
Out. You will be there.
And seeing.
Scope is going to be opening that show up. Fucking Zach's going to be writing jokes for people in the back.
Awesome.
We're going to get Zach on shows. We're going to get Zach on shows.
I'm very happy with his fucking Bob Zamuda lifestyle. I'll just wait for you to die, and then I'll do the Lewis character until I die.
Zach helped me out with roast jokes. If Zach could find out how to do stand-up, we would be on his show.
I know.
That's how fucking talented this kid is.
We already talked about it. I'm gonna help Zach. I'm going to help Zach. Zach has helped me.
We need to help Zach.
I'm going
to
help Zach. It's going to happen. But you fucking came out. You won last night. Very funny. Scope, I'll tell you, man. Like, I know you got help with some of your jokes. But, you know, I've personally been there before. To go up and to deliver other people's material, it's not that easy. To go up in that environment where you have not, like, right? When you do stand-up, you get to hold on to your act. And you've done it a million times.
You control it.
Exactly.
With this, it's the first
time you're doing it. So, you know, whereas the jokes are technically easier than stand-up jokes, the performance of it, it's the first time you're saying this in front of a crowd. And anybody who's done stand-up before, and they know when they try a brand new joke out for the first time, there's this weird fucking terror.
Oh, shit, of might not work.
Like, oh, dude, I didn't do for years. I wouldn't do new jokes. I just fucking, like, I would squeak them
in. We know.
Yeah, I was going to fucking say that. Son of a bitch.
But it's like, no, I would be really terrified to even just try out a new joke. Even in the shittiest environment, even on like an open mic, even on anything, you know? But yeah, dude, very impressive. Very impressive. Very composed. Scopo was fucking in the pocket the whole time.
I was definitely nervous the first round.
Yeah.
And then I got a couple of laughs and some jokes. I was like, all right, this is...
It was fucking
kind of like doing stand-up when you have a big show. You're nervous, but once you get your first laugh, you're like, all right, I can do this.
So, anyway, listen, fucking, I want to get more into this. Dave Smith beat Christina as well. We can talk about that a little bit. But I was late for a reason, guys. I wasn't late to just be late. Like,
I thought you were on time.
No, I was 20 minutes late.
Puerto Rican on time.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm a hero. I just saved people's lives just now. Okay?
Well, train or?
I'm on the train.
Okay.
And I go to walk on, and there's a fucking big black guy standing in the doorway. I'm like, every time. It makes me so angry, dude. Not that he's black. It's just, it makes me angry. Anybody who just stands in the way of the door obnoxiously. But just call a spade here. Typically, it's a fucking young black guy. I'm not being an asshole. It's a fact. And this is the problem with this country. This is what Anthony was saying. My friend Anthony Cumia, put my foot in my mouth. My good friend Anthony was saying, these people are animals. No. The reality of it, if I had to go through the flip book in my mind of how many times there's been a person blocking the fucking door on the subway, 99% of the time, it's a fucking black guy. Usually, it's a young black kid just being obnoxious, right?
And the same as if people are still trying to get off the train. If somebody's trying to push their way on before people are off, it's an old Chinese person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It just is.
I see a lot of women doing that too.
Yes.
Very entitled women on the subways. I've gone through that plenty of times. You guys, you go look at my expose on women spreading, which is available all over my Facebook page. So this fucking guy's in the way, and he's an older guy. He's like 40. And then
a young black man.
Not a young black man, but it's an older black man. He was a young black man at one time, and I assume this has been a recurring thing in his life.
Or he could be fucking 22. We don't know.
He's fucking not aging well.
Yeah.
He's not doing well. So I'm like, all right, buddy, hey, you're in the way. You know, I don't do the thing where I kick him. Usually I kick him, but today, as you guys will see, I'm wearing flip-flops. So usually what I do is when people are in the subway doors, I'll kick him in the ankle and I act like it's an accident. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I just wasn't watching what my feet were doing. I'm sorry for fucking
karate chopping your leg down.
So I didn't do that. I didn't want to kick him because I'm wearing my sandals or my flip-flops. So I'm like,
you didn't want to get your toes dirty.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, buddy, fucking come on, man. What are you doing? You're in the way. I say, you're in the way. I don't curse. I'm like, you're in the way. And he turns around. And immediately I'm like, okay, he's fucking batshit crazy. He's a crazy homeless person. I didn't realize this because he's like, am I in the way? And he starts doing that. And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Now I'm like, oh, he might have a fucking like a knife or like AIDS, just something. Yeah, dude, he might have some sort of like weird shit. And he had like really yellow eyes. I don't know what that means, but that's very scary to me.
That means he's in the end of the Thriller video.
So he starts fucking, I'm like, oh, fuck this dude. So I kind of like move down the car a little bit, but I'm kind of in my, you know, defensive fucking real ass dude stance. Like in case he, you know, now he thinks
how far are you away now at this point?
Like 5-6 feet. Okay. You know, I'm just a few feet away. I'm not running down the car. You know, there's people around, there's kids around. In reality, there's an instinct in me that kicks in when I see some shit like that go down where I go into fucking superhero mode. I really do. I'm like, I'm just fucking like, all right, well, no, if some shit goes down, I will not be the guy that doesn't fucking jump. And it's not a good instinct. I'll say that. It's not a good instinct. I have a kid and I have a career now and I have shit that I should care about. But I do have this weird thing where a guy's going crazy like that. I'm going, well, I'm a big guy. I almost feel like there's this weird responsibility if you're a fucking dude and there's a dude that's going fucking crazy and starts to hit a woman or starts to fucking go and attack a kid that you have to go in and pry this fucking guy off of him. You know? No,
Lewis is the 9/11 let's roll guy.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, some Arab is on my plane with a fucking box cutter? Are you kidding me, dude? Are you kidding me?
What would you have done? What would you, let's talk about it. 9/11, you're on the plane.
If I saw, Indian guys, there's no doubt about it. There's,
I got you.
Dude, I would have fucking, I swear to God, I would have started attacking him. What is he going to do? He's going to fucking cut you. That's all he's going to do. Puerto Ricans are impervious to slice wounds, except for my father, who bled out. It took him hours to die, but he bled out. He died. But there is an instinct here. You know, and I don't know if everybody has it. Do you have that in you at all?
100%, yeah. Every time I see, like, even, like, a super drunk guy on the subway that's fucking with people, it is my instinct to walk in between those two people.
Yeah, and be like, all right, fuck with me now, dude.
Stand in front of the person.
Fuck with me now.
And I hate that I have to do it.
And it's so easy to fuck you.
And I freak out.
And then, you know,
it's funny.
Then the tourists and all the other people on the train start fucking with you, too. They all join in.
There's no way.
The homeless guy.
And I hate it because I hate confrontation.
There are two homeless guys fighting here. What is going on?
They make you leave the train.
I've never won in the situation, but I'm compelled to do it.
Yeah, dude. I don't. It's like I said, I'm not trying to even... I don't think it's a good thing for me to do. And, you know, obviously, you know, I have, you know, we've talked about this plenty of times. You know, there's nothing funny about the hero story. There's nothing funny about the guy that wins the football game or gets the hot chick or fucking, you know, wins the fight. There's just nothing funny about these hero stories. And we're in the business of being funny. So, you know, you have to fucking, you know.
That's my favorite Big J quote is, you're the sum of your flaws.
Oh, really? Is that a Jay quote?
That's something Jay said. Yes, he said it on
I think Chung Su said
WTF.
Who said what?
Chung Su or fucking...
Guy from Mortal Kombat 2?
What'd you just say?
What the fuck is that guy?
Chung Su, I think that's Shang Tsung and a small dog.
What's the Art of War? What's the Art of War guy?
Mao?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was a Lo Mane thing I caught it the other night. What is the Art of War guy? Chung Su...
What is it?
Is
Art of War.
Who wrote the
Art
of
War?
No,
right. It is like an Asian dude, but it's not Chung Tzu.
What the hell is his name?
I'm fucking telling you, bro. Right now, I'm looking it up.
Chung Tzu is where you go see animals in the city of Shung.
Sun Tzu.
Okay. The Art of War.
That was pretty close then.
He was better than it was closer than I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be not even close.
Thank God, because I felt the fucking barrage coming at me just now.
Ew, who's Mao? Because I said something really dumb just now. Mao Zedong.
Mao's what you yell when
he's
people
the chairman
are playing...
of the Communist Party in China.
Mao's, yeah. Mao's what you yell when people are playing Russian roulette and fucking Deer Hunter. No, that is the fucking quote. That's a real reference.
I'll
let it die. After I got my thing, I can't say shit.
That's fine. That's phenomenal. Okay, so listen. What about you, Scope? Do you have that instinct in you? Some shit's going down?
Yeah, it's just going down. I'll defend. Before I fly.
Okay. You're so bad with words.
Listen, fight or flight. All right. I got the fucking fight in me.
I love you, baby.
All right.
I do.
I got the fight in me.
So this guy, he's doing that, and I'm kind of in my fucking stance, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. Not like a full-fledged fight stance.
You're not, hands aren't up, but your body's like this.
Yes. So I have my body in the correct
form. Yeah. So you can just go like this, and you're good.
I am a millisecond away from being in full-fledged fight stance. Okay. So this guy's fucking being a wackadoodle, doing his thing. I go to
wackadoodle would be a great code word when you want to say something racist.
This guy's
being this fucking wackadoodle.
This guy's being a real wackadoodle.
This fucking wacky over here.
So he gets off the train. I go get off the train at 79th. I'm like, all right, well, I guess it's everyone else's problem now. Hopefully there's another dude on the train. But I go to get off, but he gets off the train too. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck, dude.
Is he following you or?
No, but it's like weird that he got off the train right after me. So I go to get off and I look back. And at this point, he's got his pants around his thighs and his dick's out. And he's banging on the window to get the person's attention from the, that works for the MTA. And his dick is just wagging and his fucking,
big piece?
Yeah, he's fucking black.
Oh, okay.
Ashy? Yes. It's fucking ashy homeless dick.
It looked like it was black dough that was dipped in powdered sugar. Guys, it's early, okay? Maybe we shouldn't do a morning show. I don't get good until 6 p.m. I don't have anything funny until 6 p.m. So I'm like, fuck, dude. Now this guy's wagging his dick around. that's where I got wagadoodle. So there's a bunch of little kids start fucking walking down, like, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? There's kids there. Everyone's like terrified of this guy. He pulls his pants up a little bit and he like bumps into this little kid. I'm like, fuck this, dude. So I called 911 and then I had to wait. I didn't even have to wait. I called 911 and I'm like just trying to fucking give him the description, all this other shit, because I got to come here. And they're trying to keep me on the phone. I'm like, nah, fuck this, dude. I got to go. So I start walking on the phone and this motherfucker does start following me. So he starts following me across the street. Finally, the cops get there. I have video of the cops arresting him. They're all like putting on gloves.
I'm so glad you saved this for the show.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's awesome. And I'm so glad I didn't know about it before.
Yeah. This is the fucking guy. I took video.
Just turn it.
I only took like a couple seconds. That's it. The rest is my dick. I just wanted to show you guys video to prove that I wasn't lying about this.
Yeah, Lewis just took video of a blind person.
Lewis just overslept. He's like, oh, I had to make an excuse here. Black guy, go.
Don't believe him.
No, there was cops putting on rubber gloves around him. And they were very nice to him. Not as nice. They were kind of dicky to me.
They got to be nice to everybody now.
No. They were kind of dicky to me, the fucking hero of the story, and they were fucking nice to this guy for no reason at all.
Yeah, because you just gave him 6 more hours of paperwork.
No, dude, fuck that. This guy was like literally, first of all, I called them up and they're like, oh, but I was like, yeah, this guy's got his dick out. He's like bumping into people and kind of like he's crazy. He's mumbling to himself. They're like, all right, but what's the emergency? I'm like, I don't know. This fucking homeless guy's AIDS-y dick is fucking forehead level. It's eyeball level with every 3-year-old in New York City. Okay? And if the tip of this homeless guy's dick touches your eye, there's a very good chance you're going to get AIDS. Wrong or not?
I think you're right.
I don't think that's how AIDS works, but sure.
You are our in-house expert on AIDS, Zach.
Pretty sure you can get AIDS that way.
I don't think so. No, I think it needs to be fluids.
I can't fucking. I don't want to think about AIDS. Okay. Anyway, so that's what happened to me. Dude.
I don't want
to
think about AIDS.
It wasn't even that crazy of a story. But that guy could have went off, in life and fucking been like a really big problem.
Don't think he's a big problem already in life?
Well, maybe. But I'm just saying he could have been a much bigger problem. He could have been one of these fucking homeless guys that.
Attack somebody with a cleaver.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you don't think that I just fucking did something?
He still could be tomorrow when they let him out, but...
Yeah. I think you're a hero.
Thank you.
I think you're a hero.
I mean, you would think that...
I thought you were a hero anyway. This just adds to
Thanks,
it.
Zach. I'm just saying, man. Or, look, I do believe in the butterfly effect. Maybe this guy, him getting arrested today, these cops being here made them slower to respond to a real emergency.
Maybe there was a little 12-year-old kid that got shot.
Yeah, there might be a mass shooting right now that two more cops on the scene could have prevented. But who knows? But man, you just turn right, bro. Who knows?
Busy putting a homeless guy in a fucking drunk tank.
Dude, I do feel like that's so. I really do believe that though. Like that's crazy. Like little decisions.
Little thing could take away
every
from.
Little thing, dude. Me being 20 minutes late today. What did that do for the? What did that do? The domino effect and the trajectory that set off in the rest of the world. You know,
I stopped a couple weeks ago. I stopped to get a coffee, and then so I was driving. I stopped to get a coffee, and then I went back into my car, and then it was a car accident, like maybe a minute and a half before me, because like the cops didn't even come yet. It just happened. I was like, "Whoa, shit! That could have been me."
What's funny is even you turning your blinker on, turning in to get a coffee, slowing the car down behind you, that slowed down the car down behind that, dude, you were a part of that chain reaction. Yeah. If somebody died, it is on your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Was it good coffee?
Was that right?
What cup of coffee?
Just a regular cup of coffee.
Well, it's not really answering anything.
Nope.
Like, what do you mean, from a deli or like a...
Yeah, like a deli coffee. Okay, yeah, deli coffee.
Not bad. This is shit coffee, by the way, Scopo. Thank you.
I'll fucking tell the guys. Oh, yeah. By the way, I give it to you and you just took it like you accepted it like every week. Not even a thank you. Not even a anything.
You got to impress me. You got to bring me bigger stuff now, Scopo. I mean, I'm getting just a cup of coffee every week.
I'm sorry.
Do I really, dude, you know what? It's like when somebody sneezes 7 times in a row. Do I have to say, God bless you, every sneeze?
I mean, I didn't.
When you get your girlfriend a present every week, they stop appreciating it.
So you're saying
eventually they're like, where's my fucking present?
So you're saying I shouldn't do the coffee next week?
No. That's the minimum.
Maybe,
that's
now, maybe, now it's a coffee and breakfast.
Maybe teach him a lesson.
Hey, maybe a kind bar as well.
I did have a banana personally.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe I didn't think about you, banana.
I'm not even lying. I swear to God, and I really do mean this. I would not lie about this. I saw you eating that banana and I went, it's a little fucked up that he didn't give me a banana. In my head, I really thought, I was like, it's a little weird that he wouldn't like even offer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he brought his own bananas, he had his own water. Like, you put a whole spread in front of you, and then me, who I try to look out for you, Scopo, I'm going to talk about this because this is the Real Ass Podcast, real little bitch last week. We got the bonus episode that came out from the Low Man Arts Festival, which I thought was a very, very funny episode. We found out about it 2 days before. You found out about it the day before, and you only found out about it because you were tagged in a post the exact same way that Chris Scopo found out about this.
Well, you know what I thought? Because
let me finish.
Let me
set it up.
Okay.
So Wayne does this festival every year, and I've done podcasts at it before. I've hosted shit at it before. It's this. I wasn't even thinking about it. I actually knew about it for a while. I just didn't even think about it. I knew that Legion of Skanks was going to do it. It was supposed to be Hammer Fisting, Real Ass Podcast. It was supposed to be like everything. And I just forgot about it completely. So the week before, I'm like, yeah, we're going to fucking do it. I don't think about it. They tag us 2 days before. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. I forgot to tell these guys. Scopo, like a fucking chick, I get a text. Yeah, bro, have fun at that thing, I guess.
No, yeah, no, way off,
all right,
way
off. I'll read the text.
I say, hey, do we have a podcast on Sunday?
I'll read the text.
First of all, I was like, oh, all right, because you didn't even tell me about it. I'm thinking both of you are just, okay, let's fucking, I don't want to go, but when
because you stink at podcasts? Yeah. Well, look,
so I'm like,
it crossed our minds.
Ralph was like fucked up and tagged me in the post, and then these two, I was like, oh, all right, fine, all whatever. Right.
Ralph is an idiot, and we don't like you, but neither of those things were the reason that happened.
So, here we go. This is what he fucking, this is what he sends me. What a chick. I mean, I can't even believe it.
All hey, right. Listen, my fucking feelings were hurt.
It's so gay.
And I'm letting you know listen about this.
Here we go. This is what I get. Are you doing a Real Ass Podcast Sunday? Yes, yeah, sort of. Not sure what the deal is yet. You want to do it? Question mark. We may not release it. Then he wrote, where are you and Zach gonna do it? Like where are you and Zach gonna do it? Then I wrote, yeah, definitely going. Legion of Skanks been booked for a while. We do it every year. Then he wrote, nah, man, I'm good. You guys have fun.
My feelings were hurt. I was at dinner with my mom.
Like a chick.
I was at dinner with my mom. I was like, oh, this fucking cuck's gonna cut me out right now. This is it. I'm getting the fucking axe out of here.
He's at dinner with his mom Friday night at 8:00. That's how good Scopo's career is going.
It was her birthday, so please.
So
Lewis is just jealous because he can't have dinner with his mom. Unless it's a picnic on a fucking unmarked grave.
If we go to
You're just jealous because you can't have a seance with your mom. So
I can. We can call your mom.
Nah, man, I'm good. You guys have fun. Then I wrote, why don't you want to come? Then nothing for 5 minutes. Then I had to write a question mark because he's being passive aggressive. Then he wrote, yeah, dude, it's pretty obvious you didn't want me there. I mean, if Ralph didn't tag me, I wouldn't have known about it. It's cool.
It's cool.
This is fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, because I thought this you were cutting me out. And you know what? I don't know if you guys are lying or
but
not.
But why don't you just ask? Here's the thing. Why don't you just fucking... Why do you have to do that? Why don't you just go, oh, hey, what's the deal? Is there a podcast Sunday? And then I go, yeah, dude, cool. And you go, all right, sweet. Why do you have to look at it and look at the fucking subtext and try to look for some fucking angle because of your own insecurity? Because
I'm an insecure person and this is what I do.
It's insane.
And when people hurt me, I hurt back.
That's insane. It's insane, Scopo.
I have problems. I know. I'm not saying I don't.
I'm saying it was a fucking cheeky way to handle it.
Okay, well, I brought you the coffee.
You're welcome. You should have brought me an Adderall.
I should have brought you a banana as well.
Banana with Adderall stuffed in.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put the Adderall in the banana like you're fucking giving a dog medicine.
Wrap my Adderall in turkey.
Give Lewis, that's how Lewis gets his bananas every morning, like a fucking ape.
That's how you take Adderall. You wrap it in turkey or ham. You say good boy.
Hey, good boy.
Every time I fucking come at a fat girl, I give her a plan B and peanut butter.
Oh, man. Some of the roast jokes last night were very funny. Dave had some great ones against Christina. I wrote a couple that he didn't use, which I feel like I could say on the show because he didn't use them. The one which was the best. I think it's the best roast joke that I've ever written in my life.
It's still not good enough to make the cut.
It didn't make the cut. Well, he forgot about it. He said he would have used it. But it was... Christina's Hutchinson's boyfriend used to date the porn star Stoya. Christina, your boyfriend went from dating debatably the hottest porn star in the world to dating debatably the hottest comedian on your podcast. It's a fucking good one, man. Debatably the hottest. That's a fucking solid joke. I stand by it. Anyway.
At the end, it's difficult. I mean, you went through it. At the end, you're like, all right, what fucking jokes do I have left? What should I use? You don't want to hit the same thing over and over again.
It doesn't matter. You can hit the same thing over and over. It's got to be clever and funny. People want to laugh. That's the thing. All you got to do is fucking nail the jokes. You got to practice. You can't do what that kid Danny Palmer did, which is forget or fuck up a joke and then fucking go, I fucked it up. Never mind. If you do that, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the rest of it is like people kind of want to laugh. And, you know, there's no losers in that situation. Like Joe didn't lose. Christine didn't lose. Everyone fucking looks good in that light. Everyone looks like they're killing. You know, it's a little bit of a bragging rights. That's all it is. John, I'm going to pull up a thing on the screen because I thought this was really funny. Well, I guess funny is not the word, but...
Oh, the great Bobby Kelly's calling me.
Here, you can answer it. You can answer it on the air. That's okay. Dude, tell fucking Lewis that fucking loser. I'm not his friend. I'm not going to his barbecue.
Hello? Where are you? I'm live on the Real Ass Podcast.
What's that?
What's going on? How's vacation?
I'm in Santa's Village right now.
Where's he at?
Santa's Village.
Is the beard itchy?
It was a good one, yeah.
So
Zach Amico and Luis J. Gomez, say hi.
I don't know who that is, dude.
Dude. Who the fuck is Zach? Who's this Zach guy? Right. It wasn't that good.
I'll call you after.
I'm up here right now. I'm in a wet white t-shirt. It looks like a freaking walrus.
In a t-shirt.
Bobby, say something funny so then I could tag you as a guest on the show.
This is a show?
Yeah. You're on the Real Ass Podcast.
This is the show where you're being like the other side of you, right?
Yeah, the real ass side of me.
Yeah, but this isn't the rattlesnake or the other guy. This is where you're sick and talk politics and hostile stuff and have a real conversation, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that the Lewis that you wanted on YKWD?
He hung up.
You fucking cunt. That's what he goes to. Dude, that's who I fucking want on my show. I want the fucking real. I don't want the snake.
Hey, you want the rest of my banana?
Yeah, I'll
Yeah, I do. I don't want the fucking dude, the fucking real ass dude. I want Louis fucking Gomez. Louis J. Gomez. No, I don't even fucking want Louis J. Gomez. I want Louis fucking Gomez, the dude who has fucking perspective, who has a fucking background, who has fucking, who can have a conversation. And then I go in. And I try to have a conversation, and three sentences in, yeah, fucking moron, dude. Fuck off, dude. I'm not listening to your fucking shit. Anytime. Any fucking time. Listen back. Every episode ever.
I don't know.
So you're saying the persona is more nurture over nature.
Exactly.
They're poking the bear. That's so annoying.
I'm doing my Bobby Cole impression.
You're eating?
I'm not hungry. Look at Scopo sitting there.
You're eating a thing Scopo picked up for you?
Scopo, you're such a faggot. You really are, dude.
Thank you.
I won't even get into it. I will not even get into it.
Did I ask you? Oh, I asked you. Were you mad when Christina went at him a couple times in the jokes, but didn't put the J in the jokes?
She didn't put the J in the jokes. I only care if somebody prints my name and they don't put the J. They did that on a show. I'm performing at a show on Sunday. Beautiful fucking flyer, like handmade flyer, dude. They sent it out to everyone. They're like, and I'm the only comic. I'm the featured comic on the show. It's like this music and for variety shit. I don't know. I think it's going to be a big, I don't even know. I won't even say the name of the venue now because they didn't put the J. I will not promote a show that doesn't put my fucking name, or if they misspell, I count that as misspelling my name.
Did they do L-O-U-I-S?
It's the same thing, in my opinion. If they did Ella, or if they spelled Gomez with an S, it's the same exact fucking thing. You know, if somebody spelled Chris Scopo, K-R-I-S, you wouldn't be like, all right, dude, I don't want to fucking put this on my Facebook wall. You're making me look like a loser.
That would be like if AnthonyCumia.com spelt my name three different ways on the fucking website week's episode.
You
that
are
they did.
A loser.
How do they spell your name?
But I'll be honest. My name Z-A-C-H, Z-A-C-K, and Z-A-C, all in one description.
I'll also be honest with you, though. When I was a super young comic, I kind of didn't really give a shit. When I was like a real, when I had nothing.
You're just happy to be there.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was kind of happy to be there. You know, so I wouldn't, it was up until very recently, I just wouldn't say anything at all. I would share, you can go back in Facebook and see, I would share things, but I will not share a flyer. If they don't include, I think it's just a little disrespectful, especially if you're a paid comic on the show. It's like, are you wasting your fucking money? You don't care about who's on your show. You know, they did that recently at another club. I wouldn't even say the club, but the guy I wrote, I was like, you know, they put it on Facebook, and then I just, you know, I always cuntily write Louis J. Gomez underneath it. And then he was like, oh dude, I'm really sorry. And then they made another flyer and they re-put it out. And that's what.
Yeah, but that's your branding. That's important to you. You're your own product.
100%.
Why wouldn't you do it for this venue? Put the J under.
They told me they wouldn't redo the fucking flyer. Oh. It was a hand-drawn flyer.
Really?
It was a beautifully hand-drawn flyer.
They're like, no.
I'm not even promoting the show. They can go fuck themselves. I'll do it. I'll do it, and I'll get paid for it, and that'll be that. But
Coca-Cola wouldn't send out a memo where they spelled Coca-Cola wrong.
It's fucking
bananas.
I mean,
it's your product.
No. And you know, people call me fucking a dummy for it, but there's a lot of comics who use their middle initial, and that's that. Paul F. Tompkins. Nobody calls him Paul Tompkins. It's like teachers when he runs into them in the grocery store from high school. Paulie Tompkins? Paulie Tompkins. No way.
We're gonna keep going.
When I go home and I see people from high school that I know, they always go, "Oh,
you fucking nigger."
No, they always go, "The Rock says, know your damn role," because they would always call me The Rock in high school. You know, that's the thing, and I get that. I'm not going, dude, it's Louis J. Gomez now. You don't call me The Rock. Like, I'm not an idiot.
I don't drop elbows no more.
How much would you like?
I don't care if you smell what I'm cooking. That doesn't matter anymore to me. What?
How much would you love to be called The Rock, though, now?
I love it, dude. I want to meet The Rock. All I want to do is, me and Soda wrote a script, and it's about pro wrestling, and his people are trying to pitch it to The Rock. I think I'm probably not even supposed to say that much, but it's fucking, dude, if we, in some way, I literally said this to him. I was like, dude, I would sell my share of the script to just hang out with The Rock for an afternoon.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, dude, you own it, dude, cool.
What would you want to do?
Dan Soder and The Rock walking off like, all right, idiot.
What would you want to do with The Rock? Definitely work out with him.
I'd get a work. If I could hang out with The Rock for one afternoon,
get a workout with him.
I'd get a fucking nice, crazy workout in with him. Have you ever seen The Rock's workouts, dude?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, I would definitely, I'd take like, what do you call those fucking pills to get pumped up before the workout?
Steroids.
No. You know what I'm talking about. The fucking like pre-workout
Stackers?
Shit. Yeah, like pre-workout stuff.
Oh, no, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Fucking jacked
like
up.
NO Explode.
Yeah, fucking jacked up.
Nitrous oxide.
Oh, man. And then go have a Rock work. Oh, like a shoulder and a bi workout, The Rock.
John,
I'm gonna have a bi workout with The Rock.
John, here, look, here's what I did. You're gonna be very proud of me, dude. Pull up on the screen. On dailymotion.com, our father company, I pulled up The Rock working out. They actually had the video. The number one video site in the world, Daily Motion. With 30-second commercials that you can't fucking skip. You... They're so good, man. They're so good.
They're so good they knew Lewis was Spanish, so they played the commercial in Spanish.
What is that for? I need that.
What the fuck, dude? Why don't they have a little skip button like other popular video sites?
Because,
John,
they're real ass dudes and they don't want it that way, all right?
Because they know their content is so good, it's worth the wait. That's John, what's important, because Daily Motion, the top video site in the world, and we respect and love them and appreciate them.
Beautiful.
John Fatigate fucks kids. But Daily Motion is a great website.
Fuck me,
that
dude.
That does business with a child molester named John Fatigate.
Can you pull this up, Johnny? I mean, how cool is this, dude? I mean, this is like fucking like workout porn for me.
Dude, did you ever see his Instagram videos?
I follow him on Instagram.
Welcome to the Iron Paradise. It's like, oh.
Dude, he just fucking, I don't know, he's just awesome, man. You watch what The Rock does in his workouts. First of all, he does like 3-hour lifts.
Yeah. He sleeps like 3 hours a night, which is ridiculous.
He doesn't eat carbs for fucking,
You saw his meal plan that he goes through, right?
I know, dude. He doesn't, he'll do no carbs for like 3 months. No sugar, no nothing, dude. Like no fats. Like he's crazy. And then on his cheat day is out of this world, dude. But look at him, dude. If you guys can go look up this video on dailymotion.com, they just have like videos of The Rock just working out. And
focus!
If your dick doesn't move a little bit, I think you're gay.
No, I mean, he does dips, dude. He wraps. He does. Yeah, he's 260 pounds. Then he puts the fucking chains on his back.
He's a monster,
which are like
dude.
50 more pounds. And
I would
he does
work
like
out with him.
Dips.
I would work out with him. I would fucking cruise for broads.
Rock doesn't cruise for broads, bro.
Broads cruise for the Rock. I would walk around with The Rock with sunglasses on. I would go shopping and buy.
I would
buy a $1,200 shirt.
Could you tell these girls I'm your Make-A-Wish kid so they blow me?
I could probably convince people that I was The Rock's little brother. People don't know.
I'd go cousin. Definitely cousin.
No?
You think? No, I don't think little brother.
Zach, first of all, dude, how much do you look like your brother?
A lot.
But I mean, I've seen brothers that don't look like crazy alike. You know, like obviously I don't have the same fucking type of motivation that The Rock has, but I look pretty good. We have a similar skin tone.
I just saw a picture of his backyard. He had a nice pool in it. Take a nice dip after a workout.
You just fucking dude, you just want to have sex with him.
Admit this.
You're just slowly but surely getting more and more naked. Do fucking a workout and go in the pool.
After he uses the machine, I'll lick it clean.
Dude, we'll fucking take a nice shower together.
Go in the hot tub. Maybe a little steam bath.
You know what? It's not gay if I rub him down a little bit.
A little massage, a little deep tissue.
Cook him a nice dinner.
Drink a little wine. Dance a little bit.
The Rock only drinks tequila because there's no carbs.
Does he really?
No one. Yeah, no one drinks tequila.
How cool. I would drink tequila with The Rock on South Beach. That's what I would want to do. All right. This is enough of The Rock working out. I wanted to show this video because this shit was fucking bananas, okay? I guess this was, it's not a comedy club. I don't know what it was. You saw it on my Facebook wall,
yes.
Right? It was on World Star Hip Hop. Apparently... This guy was, or there was people heckling in the crowd before this guy went up, and this guy just, you know, took the opportunity to fucking lay in to the people heckling, okay? really lays into him, okay? And here's the thing. Whatever you say about the guy's style, I guess he was pulling some stuff from Bernie Mac.
He grabbed his heart and fell across the stage.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a bad one.
You know what? I'm really happy, dude, because like I am trying to have a career now, and I have Zach to just say everything.
He had doctors cut off his salmon-colored suit.
To say everything that I could ever possibly want to say. It's just Zach is amazing because he knows he'll never have a career ever. No, so it's over. By the way, I get what Bobby Kelly was giving me shit about back in the day. He's like, dude, you can't fucking say this stuff, dude. You're going to want to get a fucking agent one day. You're going to want to get on a TV show.
And you're like, no.
I've been literally sitting in an office with an agent going, like, yeah, I don't know. This a lot of what you say is crazy. And I'm going like, I'm listening to Bobby Kelly going, dude, what did I fucking tell you? Over my shoulder. Ugh, it's infuriating how right he was. But yeah, dude, you will not have to worry about getting a TV show one day. Not have to worry about getting an agent one day. You are all going to be behind the scenes.
I'm just all id, baby.
So
any deal Zach has, he can negotiate himself.
So listen, this guy, I guess he, you know, he starts ripping it. I'll show you some of the shit that he starts saying, okay?
No, I ain't. Color purple.
So it's being.
Color purple.
Now look.
I-M-I-S-T-A. Mister. You look like Danny Glover. DJ!
So that's the best part. When he starts, he's black.
Is he an open mic hitting the DJ?
Did you see this video?
I saw some of it. I didn't see the whole thing.
Okay. Did you, you have the video up, right? So people can see it? Okay. So, you know, it's a black guy, and he's being very racist toward the woman. He starts saying she looks like fucking a monkey, Danny Glover, Patrick Ewing, all the funny things that, you know, you could describe. If you want to be racist, if you want to describe a black person, especially a woman, it's very funny, okay? But it's a black guy, so he's getting away with that. Nobody's calling him racist. It's just fucking great. So look, this whole thing right now, everyone gets to kind of enjoy this, okay? Black people, white people, racist people, not racist people, everybody can come together on how great this is so far. I don't even care that he's not a good comic. He might be a great, I don't even know if he's a good comic, okay? This is the way he's handling it. But he keeps on telling the DJ to hit the music every time he slams her. So this starts happening about halfway through the video.
Hey, I want to know you got security, motherfucker. You want to say it again? Say it again? Shut up, Jay. Shut up. You got security. What you say? You got security. Nigga, I got guns. I got security, but I'll beat the shit out you by myself. You punk ass, bald head nigga with an ugly bitch. Hey, DJ!
Hit that
DJ
shit!
Hold
up. Tuffle butter.
Hold up, hold up. You got the kid fucked up, nigga. Let me tell you something. I beat that bitch because she look like Steve Harvey and Lil Wayne. DJ!
I mean, I like him.
Dude,
I like him. Does anybody know this? John, can you look up this guy's name while we're doing this? I like him. I have no problem with this guy at all. I feel like we need more of this in comedy. Can we get him on the Real Ass Podcast? Even though we haven't been doing guests that often. I don't like guests anymore. I'm not fucking interviewing other comics who...
Doesn't this show start late enough?
I'm not interviewing other comics who I should be further than in the industry on my show. It's infuriating.
So that's nobody. Nobody
you're
anymore.
Just going to have them co-host? Yeah,
nobody.
So I have no problem with what this guy does. Okay,
doing his thing.
This is what he does, and he's killing, by the way. He's killing. And if you look at the environment that it's in, it's not a comedy club. This is like an Elks Lodge or something, or like a hotel, like
girl
comedy show.
Probably a huge twat just fucking yelling out.
Yeah.
Interrupting the whole show.
Oh, and it's fucking great. You just watch it. And it's all right. So I'll fast forward a little bit.
Hold up, DJ. Don't get it twisted, nigga. She's so ugly, I'll be home with you. You ugly bitch.
He's being great. Okay. So this goes on for like 5 minutes. Okay, and I'll fast forward to where it gets a little more interesting.
That means leave, bitch, DJ! What the fuck is this?
All right, first of all, he's using my bit. And I don't appreciate it.
I was
going
to say, you went to the exact perfect time.
Y'all got the best food. How dare you be disrespected by a motherfucking National Geographic Animal Planet looking motherfucker like her?
DJ!
Shit with that ugly bitch! Do you have no self-esteem?
He stole that one from Anthony Cumia. And then the guy gets up. Now,
can I say it? I haven't seen this part.
You haven't seen this part? What?
No.
You haven't seen what happens?
No.
Scopo.
No, we know a black person filmed it because it's fucking vertical.
So he starts walking toward the stage, but there's dudes behind.
Oh, there's like three of them.
And some fucking, well, I don't know if it's his bouncer or his friend who dresses like a bouncer, wrecks the dude's shit. The guy that's walking toward the stage.
Did he hug him afterwards?
The DJ was like, should I? I mean, I just watched an assault.
He should have dropped the mic on that one.
Yeah, man. Very, very funny. Now, look, you know, here's the thing, right? I think a lot of people are like, oh, that comic fucking sucks. And he talked all this shit. He's like, I got guns, I got security, and I'll beat you up. It's like, but, you know, I don't know. You start walking toward the stage. I wish.
I want that guy for all my shows.
Yeah.
I want that guy. Can he get a job at the fucking awful bar shows I do?
I mean, that is what should happen if a guy starts approaching the stage. And, you know, I think this is what Big J was talking about.
You
in
hear
the comic
strip
live.
You hear that?
Yeah.
When someone approaches the stage, you fucking get security.
You should not be burning bridges right now, Scopo. They already don't work me.
Wants the security job.
Yeah. I've been in and out of that club. You haven't even been in yet.
We got to take a walk right now. Me and you, we got to take a walk outside.
But it's like, I think that's what Jay was talking about in that environment. Like, fuck what's going on before, you know, whether the guy on stage is right or wrong, you agree with his method, you agree with what he's saying, because I'll be honest with you, he went way further than
Will Stevenson?
William Stevenson went at the Comic Strip Live, and not way further than he should have. I don't know what she did. You know,
that's what I thought you were gonna say. Sorry.
No. I don't think he, I think that depending on what she did, he might have went exactly where he should have went. That's not the type of comic that I am, but that's the type of comedy that crowd wanted. You know, and the truth of the matter is, if you go up and you fucking approach the stage like that, you're asking to get your fucking ass beat. And I don't think it should come on the comic to have to defend himself from a physical assault. You know, then it also becomes like, dude, you understand, like, you have to get into a fight with some dude at a comedy club because they approach the stage. First of all, if you know how to fight, you don't fucking let him throw a swing. You're just drilling him in his fucking mouth, okay? You're not waiting for him. So now you're in a situation where you're committing a crime because the club didn't put the proper security in place and put the proper procedures in place, you know? So, yeah, dude, look, that was brutal. But it's like, yeah, dude, don't fucking approach a stage, you know? And you should definitely, if somebody's saying there's security there and guns, I would have just taken him for, you know, what it's worth. You know, hey, man, if I beat up this guy right now,
I would have assumed there were guns.
Yeah. Well, I would have assumed that there was security. I would have believed him when he said, here's the thing, though, right? I'll beat your ass my motherfucking self. Like, okay, well, he just said I have security and guns. Okay, so he was obviously letting me know that. And I'll beat your ass my motherfucking self. Okay, well, now let's say I beat this guy up. I still got to deal with security and guns. Not a smart play. Not a smart play.
I understand. I mean, though, if somebody went after your chick like that, it's got to be hard to walk away, no matter what happened.
Yeah, it's gonna because she's gonna fucking be pissed at you. You didn't defend her, even though she's probably a twat.
Yeah, I think you just leave her in that situation because there's no winning. If you you're gonna die or you're gonna walk away and look like a bitch.
Well, here's the thing: you can't.
I think you just get a new girlfriend.
You get a new girlfriend. You can't. Yeah. You can't bring a chick like that out to a comedy show who's gonna get into it with a fucking dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it kind of falls on the dude because you can't beat up a chick. So all you can do is be like, "Yeah, dude, your fucking chick stinks." You know, that's it. And then at that point, it does fall on him. It's like, no, you got to defend your chick or you got to fucking look in the mirror. Did I tell this story on this podcast about the guy who, I'll tell it again real quick. There was a guy, I had gotten into a weird thing with a guy. It's like I bumped into him on the street or whatever it was. I mean, it was at a bar, but we started like arguing. Somehow it got out of control and just like we started arguing.
And then they recognized you, right?
No, that's a different one. This happens a lot in my life. But the no, I'm sorry. I apologize. I like bumped into her or something, and she started like popping off to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, yeah, dude, yo, man, tell your chick to shut up, bro, because you're going to fucking deal with it. So he starts popping off to me, too. So we start, like, arguing back and forth. So he just leans into me, and he's like, dude, I don't even fucking know this chick. I'm trying to fuck her. Like, just, like, he just had a real dude moment, and I was like,
All right,
fine, I get it. Of course, I respect it, dude. More dudes should act that way. Yeah. Be real. Be real as dudes.
All right, fine, I'm not going to fight you and your giant, delicious cock.
But it's like, you know, I think that that was a better way to handle it than fucking getting into a, man, even if he could beat me up, which he couldn't, but even if he could beat me up, you know, it's
he
like,
he didn't want to fight though, but he wanted to, it was like, all right, what,
but why go through a thing for some bro. Fucking twat yeah. that you're like, you're just trying to fuck this chick tonight, you know? Who is that comic, John? Do we know?
There's no name out there.
How is that possible?
Because every punchline, he goes, hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ. Yeah, but no, I mean, at this point,
let's figure out what adjective he uses as a stage name.
How many apostrophes do you think he has in his first name?
I'm seeing dashes.
So listen to me. This guy's terrible at marketing himself. Okay, this is a missed opportunity. Because what you have to do in comedy, as I've proven by going and becoming the talk of the town at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival, is you have certain opportunities in life where you can shine and take advantage of an opportunity, okay? You take advantage of it, you have some momentum, there's gonna be these few little fucking moments where you, it's a big moment, boom, take advantage of it and bumps you up to the next level. As I like to do, I like to compare it to mixed martial arts a lot, you know? There's only a handful of times when Joe Rogan's gonna be in the cage with you because you just knocked a dude out, or you just submitted some dude, or you just fought a crazy fight, and he's gonna have a microphone in your face. There's gonna be, in the best case scenario, there's gonna be 10 times in your life, if you're a professional mixed martial artist, where that's gonna fucking happen, right? And when those opportunities happen, what you do with those opportunities can be career defining. It can make or break who you fucking are, because there have been guys who weren't even that great of fighters who were able to make huge careers and huge names for themselves. Chael Sonnen, the Diaz brothers, I shouldn't say they're not great at fighters because they're unbelievable fighters, but the truth is they weren't able to evolve to the highest level of athleticism that it takes to become a champion in mixed martial arts in modern day. They were just great fighters, but these enigmatic personalities and these things, and these they take advantage of these opportunities. When the mic's in front of them, they do it. And this guy has a mic in front of him. This guy was very inspirational speech for a topic that nobody cares about. Mm-mm. This guy has a microphone in front of him right now. And he is doing nothing with it. I need to be his manager. We need to reach out. The team here needs to reach out to this guy. We're going to call him Jaquan.
I guarantee you this guy has priors. That's why he doesn't fucking publicize himself. Or he's got like warrants or child support.
That's just racist.
That's not even funny. Maybe. He might. Racist. Or maybe his buddy was like, dude, I have warrants or priors and I just attacked a dude on camera. So let's just fucking let this thing go away.
I got an MMA question.
Yeah.
It stands for Mixed Martial Arts.
Okay. Did someone just get banned for a year? Or was that a fake article I saw on Facebook? The guy that shattered his leg.
Banned for a year?
You're talking about Anderson Silva.
Oh, yeah, Anderson Silva. Yeah,
he got
banned
for a year?
Yeah, he got caught with steroids.
When? I didn't know that.
He got caught with roids, bro.
Recently?
Yeah, and he's blaming it on dick pills.
Yeah, he said they had contaminated Viagra, which is just fucking ridiculous.
Oh, shit. Really?
Just ridiculous.
And I listened to Ronda Rousey on Howard Stern the other day. Dude, she said before, I don't know if you guys probably know this, before she fucking fights, she fucks dudes to get their testosterone.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. My dick got hard when she said that.
My dick got hard, but you just said your dick got hard.
Oh, man.
I want to watch this other one real quick because this one's even funnier in my opinion. Somebody posted this on the wall.
There's another heckler getting interrupted.
Well, it's I think this is an open mic. And
is this Steve Hofstetter's
no.
heckler takes down, comedian takes down heckler?
No,
part
it's not.
Five?
No.
Oh, dude, the best one is the fucking guitar.
That's old school. This is all new shit. This one is fucking, I guess there was an open mic and there's a retarded guy. And I guess, I don't know if he's heckling, but like the dude that's hosting the open mic is fucking, they get into it, okay? All I know, the following video is recorded from two camera angles on 8/6/15. What the fuck?
My name is Freddy. This is recent then.
How do you turn the closed captioning off? Oh, right there. I want to read what it says for the audio people. Okay. All right. The following is recorded from multiple angles. A comedian who goes by the name of Raid Zone was given 5 minutes to perform his comedy routine. When the host of the show told Raid Zone that his time was up, he did not want to get off the stage. Raid Zone is a known heckler by the Las Vegas comedy community. He disrupts shows while comics perform. But he's a retarded guy. So you got to give him a little bit of fucking, you got to give him a little carte blanche to be interrupty. You know, that's what they do. How are they going to let people know they want pudding? At what point do you pull it back and go, all right, I'm dealing with a retarded guy. At what point do you say, hey, I took his $4 and I'm letting him do the open mic? I am very good at tying stories together.
He paid for the open mic with like a juice box.
Earlier on today, that guy on the subway, it would be like if I invited him here and I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to come and be a guest on my podcast for a segment.
Oh, then we have a fucking second episode with the name bleeped.
And then he fucking starts eating the cameras. I was like, okay, well, I kind of asked for that. Because he was a fucking crazy guy whipping his dick out in front of children.
Yeah, and that's my job on this show.
But if this guy, if they say, no, you can't do the open mic, like, he could fucking probably sue him.
No, he could not.
Okay.
If he's constantly disruptive. The first time.
He could get some liberal people against this club. No, I guarantee you.
The first time he disrupted the show, they'd be like, yeah, dude, sorry, he heckles, it's that. Okay, and you'll hear him.
You wonder why nobody likes you, bro.
Raid Zone walked towards the host and violently pushed him with his left hand.
It's like a Superman push.
Have a seat. Raid, have a seat.
I love the way they cut the video together. Have you seen this at all?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, let me show you. You guys should be watching the actual video. They cut together like a movie. Like, this is like a trailer for it. And then they get
already,
into like,
by the way,
video.
Freddie Correa knows to brand himself here. Put his website up top.
Very smart,
while
Freddie.
While he gets pushed by a retarded guy.
Is this the guy who got pushed? Freddie Correa?
I have no idea, but...
John, find out if it's Freddie Correa who got pushed.
If you put your hands on me again...
So Raid Zone was given a warning several times not to put his hands on the host. Look at this.
Oh, he's going to get knocked out. Oh, God.
Look.
Oh, no.
This is the raw footage.
A good teaser.
I know. It's a good little teaser.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God.
Like, everyone got so pumped.
Freddie Correa rules.
This guy's a real ass dude. So,
play it.
Have a seat. Raid, have a seat. Raid, have a seat.
I mean, he's wearing, like, a foil hat.
Dude, he sounds like Chappelle in that clip.
Look, I gotta fast forward to the part where he actually fucking kicks him.
We thought we were there.
No, I think...
Oh, that's the annoying part. He's like, nobody likes you, and some woman's like, I like you, Raid. Like, she's part of the problem. That was kind of sad.
You do that all by yourself, Raid.
No!
You do that all by yourself.
You lied to me!
I have the mic.
I have the mic. So it can't.
I mean, the host is just shitty as well.
This is terrible.
He can't fucking handle.
Listen!
I don't see my way.
You better start shooting.
Oh!
Yeah. He kicked him right in his sternum.
That was fucked up, though.
And nobody's cool with it.
That was not as good as I thought it was going to be.
I thought he was going to fucking front him in the chest or something.
Nobody's cool with it, though.
Nobody's cool with it.
He's down, dude. He's down. I think this guy might be dead. I mean, it was like all of his force, retard force, dude. First of all, once a retard starts moving forward, can I allow to say retard? In terms of my career.
The same way black people are allowed to say the N-word, yes.
I don't like how funny you are. It's bugging me. It's bugging me how funny you are, dude.
That looked like it was going to be good and then got sad and weird.
Yeah, dude, this fucking retarded guy might be dead right now.
Or he's fucking that fat lady.
But, you know, hey, look, man, you know, you fucking come at a dude, you're asking for it. It was a little weird, you know, when he said in that little boy voice, stop making fun of me.
Yeah, that got weird.
Yeah, I think the host went a little too far with the fucking kick him in the balls.
He kicked him in the balls. He kicked him in the sternum.
Oh, well, listen,
that's called a Voss, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The guy is fucking mentally challenged. I say mentally challenged.
Yeah, but what are you going to do at that point? This mentally challenged guy starts charging you. Like, if that guy on the subway started charging me, I would have.
Yeah, but that guy's crazy.
Let him
though.
The fuck up.
That guy's fucking.
This guy's wearing a foil hat. Did you listen to the voice that he's crazy, dude. This guy is fucking crazy.
I don't know. Kick him, though. Maybe put your hand there and stop it. Or you have a microphone, so if he really comes at you, just fucking hit him with the mic.
Fuck that, dude. If there's a fucking full-fledged retard coming at me full force, I'm not going to sit there and wait to see if he's going to attack me, okay? I'm going to use his momentum against him, and I'm going to kick him in the sternum. I thought the guy handled it like a professional.
Superhuman beings. Yeah, I know that.
I thought he handled it like a professional.
It was just sad for everybody.
It wasn't good, guys.
No one wins in that situation.
Well,
I think this,
I don't think anybody.
I think
wins.
We need the to send that guy to the guy from the first video.
So,
the guy in the first video, he definitely.
No,
wins.
We should send that guy to go watch the guy in the first video.
I mean, the guy, the branding. We should send to this guy.
Yeah, man. Look, I think the lesson learned today on today's show, number one, if you see a retarded person, call the cops. Always assume that they're going to hurt somebody.
Was he retarded or crazy?
I think a little column A, a little column B. Do you call all retarded people crazy?
No.
Do you call all crazy people retarded?
Crazy retarded.
What is the definition of retarded? Because I want to know.
It's an old-timey word for like...
Definition.
Mentally handicapped.
Definition of retard.
Like as in their developmental process has been delayed. That like it's retarded.
Okay. So a delay or holdback in terms of progress, development, or accomplishment. Retard.
I did a good job with that one.
Yeah,
retarded. Okay.
I'm thinking in my head, am I technically retarded? I don't know.
Less advanced in mental, physical, or social development than usual for one's age. So wait a minute. I don't understand. This isn't a curse word. This is a real word. You can use it. I think you're not supposed to say, hey, dude, you're retarded if you're not actually retarded. But if somebody's retarded, I can call them a fucking retard.
I think the movement now is to treat them more like a person. So it's like person with issues or like person with...
Retarded person.
I think what my chick tells me, because she works with...
She's retarded.
She tells me you're supposed to say the person before the affliction. So like person with... Down syndrome, as opposed to Down syndrome.
You can't
person.
Say like Lewis with retarded.
I just call them Downies.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I give them a fun name, dude. You ever read Shakespeare? A rose by any other name is still a rose. That's the quote. When is it okay to use the R word? Is it describing a person? No. Did something not go your way? I don't get this. I'll find a different word.
I think they all lead to find a different word.
Oh, it all leads to find a different word. That's their thing.
This is also a test to find out if you're retarded, by the way. Lewis failed.
Fuck, dude. That's really funny. they really all did lead to find a different word. And it would have taken me another 4 minutes to figure out that is fucking phenomenal. I think it's okay. I'm taking it back. I'm taking back the R word, okay? If you are describing a retarded person, you are allowed to say it. I'm making up the rules here. This is fucking crazy. That is crazy to me. I don't understand it. Please explain to me, Zach, because you're a fucking liberal fag on the show.
I think it's, and I can see where people have issues with it because it is a word that has taken a stigma of like a derogatory, like retarded means they're bad. It means they're you don't want to be around them. I think it's taken a stigma to it.
I mean, what do you want me to fucking say here? What do you want me to say? You want to be retarded?
I'm not arguing that.
Who wants to be retarded? Find me the retarded person who's like, oh, I would not smell of this, then find me normal. Get the fuck out of here. That's okay, though. They're okay, too.
I'm not arguing that. I think it's just the choice of words they're trying to change to not hurt their feelings.
They don't have...
What if they can't feel?
I didn't say that. I think they don't have feelings.
What if they can't feel, Zach?
That's the great Attell joke.
All right, look, fuck it.
We're Wait, can I actually here. Do one thing real quick? What? I wanted to see what you guys felt about this. I got a message this week on, from a girl who I hooked up with all throughout college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, not good. Just got back from the doctors. And I was like, uh-oh. And she goes, found out I have severe autism.
What?
Yeah. So I didn't know, like,
not even light autism.
She's severe? Like, I just found out I have severe autism. I'm like, oh Jesus. And then, like, did it make sense? I didn't know how to respond nicely.
Autism gold label.
So I just sent back, so should I get tested?
What the fuck?
Did she write anything back, by the way?
Yeah, that? She laughed. And she, oh, like, okay. She's like a cool chick. Like, I hung out with her. She was like, just, I thought she was just super nerdy and like quiet and awkward.
But that's what autism is now. They're figuring it all out. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just fucking people who can't take social cues.
Just fucking.
And fucking jerk me off while they talk about cats.
Just stop. If we just stop labeling everything will stop being fucking front page news. That's the thing. We live in a sensationalist society where we need to have a new thing to click on every single day. So we start to, you know, we start to label everything slut shaming and fucking, you know, oh, everybody's got autism now and everybody's a retard and I don't even know what I'm saying.
I just think it's so weird because she's my age. So, like, can you imagine finding that out at, like, 30? Like, I think after 25.
I might find that out at 30. You don't
can't
know.
They just yeah. let you think you're annoying?
Yeah, dude. I feel a lot worse for women with shit like that. You know, like a dude, you can still be, like an autistic dude and kind of be funny or charming or draw well. Like, just be fucking in a corner drawing really yeah. hard.
Because, you got a lot of spots on at midnight.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out who I'm talking about.
I think we know who we're talking.
Listen to me, Zach's not gonna have a career.
Nope.
But hey, dude, you could help me.
Exactly, Bob Zamuda, mm-hmm. baby.
Exactly. That's what we're gonna call your Zach and Miko writing.
My empire.
Your writing course.
Exactly, LLC.
Exactly, LLC. All right, look.
It's an egg with glasses.
Anything else going on?
Yeah, you guys can see me at the stand for the Roastmaster battle.
You're doing it?
I'm doing it in September. I don't have a date yet. I get to pick my opponent, so I'm still talking. But I got the message.
I got the message last night.
So the challenge is out there. If you're a comic and you want to battle me, you don't because you're not going to get anywhere because I'm not famous and it won't help you. But I'm excited.
You should pick somebody fucking good, dude.
I'm excited.
He told me the person he wants to battle.
I don't want to say it on the air in case it doesn't work out.
Pretty right, tell good, me though. In my ear. Hold on.
Pretty
hold
good. On. Let's just say
Yamanika. Really? Why Yamanika?
Because we're friends, and I think it's the personality difference would be great. Because we're so different.
That would be a good battle.
It'd be a great one, dude. I'll be honest with you.
And because she's fucking really talented, and I think it would be fun. It
becomes tough with the racist shit, dude. I'll tell you, people do not get on board with the racist shit as much as you'd think.
Dude, a couple jokes that I thought were going to be really good last night got nothing.
Yeah.
And it was like, the Cecil the Lion one, I was like, really? A fucking cub? You really going to get mad at that?
Yeah, man. They were not feeling that one at all.
No, not feeling that one.
But yeah, the racial shit you got to be careful with. I want to do now. Here's the thing, though. Here's what sucks. I'm hosting the Roastmaster show now. I'm the official host of the show, so I can't do it. And I really want to do it now.
You want to battle me?
I'll battle you. I can't, though. I'm hosting it.
Well, I'm not doing. Are you the host every week?
Yeah, I'm the official host for the Roastmaster
show.
That's
great.
Yeah,
but yeah, maybe
that's a very good thing to have.
So maybe congrats. People could tweet us with ideas who you think I should ask because I'm very excited.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know who you want to see Zach go up against, man. I mean, I think it should be Scopo would have been a great one, but I think you're doing. Can you say that yet or no? Who you're going against?
Oh yeah, Deepu.
Yeah, you and Deepu are going against each other. You and Scopo would have been fun.
Wait, can I face Scopo and Deepu in a handicap match?
Yes. If you guys write your own jokes, you guys should both go against Zach.
Dude, Zach's a fucking monster.
Which, by the
shit.
Way, I'm going to be honest with you, it's kind of cheating. Because it's actually, if you know anything about doing these roast battles, you're looking for more content. So if you have two people to come up with content for, it's so easy. I mean, just even like right away, like the fucking Harold and Kumar jokes and yeah. all the fucking like the stupid shit that would like come out of it.
I haven't written any jokes for Deepa, but I'm thinking about shit. But it's harder with someone like Deepa than was like Joe. Joe's open about a lot of his things. his herpes. His career took a long time, so that was a little easier to fucking go
deep
towards.
Deepu's fucking easy. He's unfunny. He's
yeah, but Joe, listen, it's different because it's true. Like if I say Joe,
he's riding your coattails. Who's riding Bobby Kelly's coattails? Who's riding Dane Cook's coattails? He's fucking Indian. He's got hair growing out of the side of his face.
I know. Yeah, I got all that right. But it's Joe's open about more shit, so it's easier to.
Can I be honest with you, dude? Mm-hmm. It's not. When you're doing, nobody knows. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody knows who Joe List is. Nobody gives a fuck that his career's taken a long time to come along. Okay, so you're not gonna. It's not like you're gonna smash him with something like that. But when people look at Deepu, they see that he's fucking Arab. It's so easy to just go, like, the amount of fucking terrorist jokes is all low-hanging fruit. And if you can think of creative ways to do those jokes, like, it's an easier thing. Like, nobody knew who Harris Stanton was, right? Mm-hmm. But Harris Stanton was such an easier guy to fucking roast because of that fucking
accident.
That accident. It was just, like, such an easy thing. There's so many jokes there, so it didn't even have to get about Harris's life specifically and him being open about stuff. It was an easy thing. I think Deepu is a way easier person to roast in front of a bunch of strangers. Maybe not in front of. Also, herpes is a subject that doesn't make people feel comfortable. It actually makes people feel uncomfortable because what happens is 25% of the people in the room have it, and they all go, and that energy just fucking. And then the other people, then there's another 25% of the people in the room are going, oh, fuck, dude, I might have it. Oh, they start thinking about the last chick they fucked without a rubber. And then another 25% of the people in the room are reminded about the scare that they had because their boyfriend cheated on them. So, dude, it's just not, herpes jokes don't work. Like, in your act, the reason Joe doesn't do a bunch of herpes jokes in his act is because they don't work. You know, I've seen a lot of people try to do jokes about herpes and they just fucking fall flat every time because it is a subject that makes people feel uncomfortable. AIDS, however, is so rare that you could do AIDS jokes fucking boom all day long. It doesn't really, even though it's such a worse disease, it's not like herpes is in people's fucking lives, dude. I'm telling you, man. Watch. That AIDS joke or the herpes joke you did with Joe didn't get hit like crazy. You had other jokes that hit way harder.
Yeah. Well, one didn't hit harder. Two of them hit harder.
Deepu, there's so much fucking meat on the bones with Deepu. I mean, there's so many funny.
I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta think of shit. I was more with Joe.
Did you fucking ever cut me off again and say you gotta go?
No, I didn't say that.
You just said, is he out of his fucking mind? I was in the middle of the sentence.
No. I gotta go deeper into that. I was gonna say.
I thought you said I gotta take a shit.
No, I said I gotta go deeper into that shit. Thinking about it,
all I heard was I gotta go.
I gotta take a shit.
And I went, I'm in the middle of a sentence, and you literally
Fatigate was giving the wrap up sign.
I know.
Fucked me up, but I didn't know. I wasn't saying that
can
at
I,
all.
I want to give everyone because the video was great. Watch the video of that. But if you understand what happened there, Scopo was mimicking Fatigate, right? So he started doing the wrap up thing, and which is fine. I understand you were just giving me, you were signaling that that's what Fatigate was saying. But at the same time, me and Zach both heard, and this is what it looked like to us, while you were doing the wrap-up signal, you're going, I gotta go. I gotta take a shit.
No.
As I'm talking. So all I see is, I gotta go.
I gotta take a shit.
I get what you're saying, but from my perspective, do you understand how eyes started fucking twitching, dude?
Yeah.
I was so angry. I can't even explain to you the amount of anger that would just came out of my fucking soul for him cutting me off and say, just fucking wrap up this horse shit. I got to get the fuck out of here. Take a shit, dude.
Hey, Spick, shut your yap. I got to drop one.
I mean, dude, did you see my face, Zach?
Yeah.
Did you see my fucking face?
No, your face got, I was like, why is he getting so upset? In my head, though, I was like, why are you getting so upset?
That was so fucking funny. Wow. I can't explain to you how much that upset that me. All right. You got anything coming up, Scopes?
Labor Day weekend. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's again. The 3rd to the 6th. Come down, check it out.
Sweet. All right, guys. Also, go to my website, gomezcomedy.com. Just updated everything. The bio, the website, the fucking dates. I got Rhode Island coming up in October. Los Angeles, September 19th through 24th. Got to have a bunch of shows out there hanging out. If you got anything going on, I definitely want to get on as many shows as possible. So if you got any fucking independent shows, I'll jump on those as well. Hit me up. And that's it. We'll check you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the best podcast in the world. The Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.